with the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. Well, as the old saying goes, you can't make everyone happy all the time, and that seems to be true when it comes to ethanol, too. Ethanol is supposed to be an alternative fuel source that helps reduce emissions and thus improve the environment by creating less carbon monoxide while still creating jobs in the farming industry. But there's a new study that says the conversion of more than 7 million acres of grassland and forest to agricultural production is releasing massive amounts of pollution into the air.
We found that expansion caused emissions of almost 30 million metric tons of carbon per year. That's roughly equivalent to the annual emissions of 20 million cars.
That's Seth Spahn. He's one of the researchers of the study at University of Wisconsin. Colin O'Mara is with the National Wildlife Federation. He says the findings of the study send a message to lawmakers and the Environmental Protection Agency.
We have to act with purpose and urgency to fix the ethanol mandate and to confront climate change to protect our health, our environment, our economy, and wildlife. We have solutions, and it's absolutely time to use them.
The study also says cropland expansion under the ethanol mandate also has led to the loss of natural habitat for monarch butterflies, ground nesting birds, and other types of wildlife species. Ethanol, meanwhile, is a renewable fuel made from corn and other plants. The use of ethanol is widespread. More than 97% of gas in the U.S. contains some kind of ethanol. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.